Word of Faith Ministries, establishing the kingdom of God and changing lives with the message of faith and the grace of Jesus Christ with a practical, biblical, and balanced teaching you can trust.
Welcome one more time. We're going to continue with our study series, the true prosperity. In 3 John 1:2, beloved, I desire that you prosper above all things and that you may have health as your soul prospers. So today's subject, in a form of a question, is your heart connected to money or God? Now, I'm going to say something on this. Nowadays, you can see that there are many false things in the world, especially in the internet. Let's go by parts here so you can understand what I'm referring to. God creates the original plan. God always gives and has the original plan. His word is the truth and has truth in his plan. But we have an enemy named Satan. And what he does is imitate. But when you imitate something, you'll imitate what is not true. For example, many of us have seen many $100 bills. The bills that we have currently are $1, $5, $10, $20, $50, $100. So we will see, or many of you have already seen, false or counterfeit dollars. Perhaps sometimes they paid you with counterfeit money. There are counterfeit dollars, but you will never find one that is $3 or $4 or a counterfeit bill of $7 or $8, because there's no such thing. Normally what is imitated is what is true. Now also, I don't know how many of you have noticed, it's very common on social media. There are 5 gifts of the Spirit, or 5 gifts of the ministry. And those gifts of the ministry are the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Many denominations around the world, many Christian denominations, only accept or receive the ministry of the evangelist and the pastor. Some other ones add also the teacher. Or some put it all together, the teacher and the pastor. Normally, a person can be a pastor, but not necessarily a teacher. Or a teacher, a biblical teacher, could be in the office of a teacher without being a pastor. And sometimes a pastor can be a teacher. But very few denominations or people accept the ministry of the prophet or the apostle. The reason is the following, or one of the reasons. I don't know if you've noticed as well. Nowadays, in social media especially, the grand majority, be it our apostles or our prophets. That means then that some of them are neither true prophets or apostles. Many don't even understand what is truly being a prophet or an apostle. Now, what am I trying to say with this? Unfortunately, the devil will always put false things. Did I say that everyone that is on social media and call themselves prophets or apostles are not truly in that ministry? No, I'm not saying that. But there are many that truly are not. The true apostle, the true prophet, I'm not going to speak about the difference, this is not today's subject. Just the subject in general is a man who is in the prophet, who is a prophet, isn't constantly saying it and putting it like their main title or saying apostle so-and-so. Normally they're not doing that. The rest of the body of Christ will know at seeing that person that they are truly in that ministry. Without the person themselves, be it the apostle or the prophet, having to show it off. Now, why do I say this? Because also, when you speak of financial prosperity, unfortunately, there are many, many mouthy people out there, many clowns speaking of money and prosperity, and they are literally robbing and cheating the people. Now, putting this as an example, see this as an example only. I know some will get offended by this, but it's true. Just how I've spoken that there are false counterfeit dollars, and also talking about how there are people who are not truly, be it apostles or prophets, or some aren't true teachers. Some aren't true pastors either. They just call themselves to be a pastor, and they cause divisions in the churches. They take a group of people from a church, and they themselves automatically install themselves as pastors. So the same way, many use a biblical message, a solid message, and balanced on financial prosperity. But unfortunately, since there are people who do not use it that way, who do not use it in a biblical way, in a solid way, a balanced way. When you speak of a true prophet or a true apostle, there will be people who will criticize that ministry and say that those ministries no longer exist, are not for today, because they've had a bad experience with the false prophets, with the false apostles. And you, if you speak on finances, in the aspect of biblical finance, people have had issues with them. Some people have... There's an expression that is sometimes used when you say of shearing the sheep. You literally shear the sheep by scraping all their money, and they steal their money. And nowadays, we see that there are many cheaters on the internet. Messages arrive, for example. This is some advice for you. If you have a message from USPS or UPS or something of the sort, that they don't have your PO box or your address, they're missing information, it's not true, not real. Do not click on those links that they send you, because it's a scam. There are many scams that you won a prize of this and that, and that. Yeah, you need to know how to identify them. That there are many scams right now. Where there are many scammers, unfortunately, sorrowfully, on people who speak of finances, the body of Christ, and many of them are scammers. You have to investigate on who those ministries are, who those ministers are, who are they with. If you see someone on the internet, hey, and who's this one? Who's his pastor? What church does he attend? Does he have? Is he licensed? Has he been ordained? There is nothing better than a minister who has a website. And even then, there's no guarantee. But a website, Facebook, YouTube, forgive my expression, but any dummy can have it. A YouTube page and a Facebook page, or I said it backwards, a YouTube channel and a Facebook page, any idiot can have it, be it Instagram or things of the sort. But if you see a person who has a website established with a good quality in order website, and if you see if that church or that ministry exists, and you say, this ministry is in this city, find out people that perhaps... You know, hey, is it true that this church is there? Is that ministry there? Does that pastor exist? And find out what it is that they're doing. And you can even get in contact. Don't just be giving money to wolves dressed as sheep. And there are others who put on social media, you know, pictures that they went to on missionaries on Africa, and they went to go see little kids in Africa, and they're taking care of them and giving them money. They went to go give money to these ministries and things of the sort. All that is a lie. They're not truly doing it. So it's some good advice that I'm giving you. Of part of as your servant, as yours truly, and Word of Faith Ministries, to find out. You can find out about our ministry, and you can find out about this church. We have 20 years established here in Douglas, Arizona. And we're going to end in 2025. We'll have 21 years. And you can find out everything about us. You can find our website. You can check everything in order. And you can get in contact with us. Come to Douglas and find all our buildings here and our establishments here of Word of Faith Ministries, every department, especially what is multimedia and Word of Faith Ministries, that is all our outreach. And our outreach through television, through radio, through the internet. Very few churches and ministries can say what I'm saying right now. Now, why am I speaking? Well, just as how we can use the grace of God, for example. I speak a lot on the grace of God. But there are people who have used the grace of God to preach debauchery and not true liberty. For example, the grace of God gives you the freedom. Gives you the freedom of sin. But does not give you freedom to sin. There's a great difference. Freedom of sin to freedom to sin. And many people in the body of Christ have used the grace of God as debauchery and not as true freedom or liberty. I don't know if you knew, but in 2024, well, the year that just passed, many churches, many pastors fell. Scandal after scandal. And how much is true, how much is a lie, I don't know. I'm not going to judge them because I don't even want to find out about everything, but I can assure you in some of those cases they're true. Many cases. And it's surprising. It's terrible testimony that they're giving. Some years ago, I knew a pastor who was pastoring here in a certain city in Texas. And he opened up a church. And the church that he had in the area of Phoenix as well, as a branch. And the one in Phoenix was much smaller. And they rented a place there and they made it a church. In a commercial center. But it didn't prosper much, the church in Phoenix, for whatever reasons. So then this man, after some time, he left the church. He spoke with the leaders, and he said that he was going to leave the pastorship. They installed another pastor in that church of Texas. I don't know if that church to this day exists. Now, this is a couple years ago. And he said, I'm going to retire. The people were surprised. He did not explain much. And over time, we knew that he had been divorced of his wife. And after he divorced his wife, and after he left the church, around 3 years passed since he closed that church. After they divorced, and some years passed, about 5-6 years, we later learned that he had another woman. He remarried. Although that's bad testimony in a way, it's better compared that at least this man, this brother in Christ, first left the pastorship and then divorced. I'm not promoting that you leave a church. You leave everything. I'm not promoting that. Nor am I promoting divorce. The point that I'm making is that in comparison, this man did not harm the word of God because he was no longer pastoring, but others are pastoring are false prophets. They are false ministers. And that they speak of money just to shear the sheep and just to scam them and to defraud them. Money is just for them. These people, their heart truly is not connected to God. It's connected to money. Money itself is not bad. Notice what 1 Timothy 6 verse 10 says. Last time I spoke on how that eternal life makes a tremendous change. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Notice how it doesn't say money itself. The love of money, not money itself. Some have strayed from faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through many sorrows. Now, New Living Translation. Well, love to money is... For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people, in their intense desire for money, have gone away from that true... From that true word and have caused tremendous harm. Now, I want you to see this. I want you to depend on the Holy Spirit so you can see this, so He can reveal this to your heart. Now, one more time, Timothy 6, 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. I'm going to let the Spirit of God help me here. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. Now, before getting ahead, 6, New Living Translation. Yet true godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. I want to explain this. One thing is to have contentment. Another is to adapt and be comfortable and saying, oh, well, I'm going to deal with what I have right now. As to say, I'm going to adapt to live this lifestyle is not biblical because there's no faith. You'll never believe God in from one level to the other. But contentment, the difference is, when you have contentment, you are grateful with the Lord for what you have in that moment. But you go forward trusting God and believing to have more. But the reason to have more is not you. It's to finance the advancement of the kingdom of God. My mentors in the faith taught me 5 reasons when it came to giving. And here are these reasons. You can all compare this to the Bible. You can find this all out with the Bible. The first reason is because you love God. The first reason that we give is because we love God. The second reason is because we love the people, the brothers in Christ. Third reason is because we love our local church. It's all related with God. Fourth reason is because we want to advance the kingdom and expand the kingdom. As we do through other forms as television, radio, the internet, to other places, to other countries, other cities. The fifth reason is because you want to prosper. All these scammers that ask for money will only ask for your money or speak a inspirational message. They'll be screaming the whole time. They'll be supposedly prophesying. They'll point to the camera and saying, to you, the Holy Spirit is saying to give this much in this moment tonight. And you're going to say, oh, Oh, really? Oh, I feel the anointing. They're going to scam you. And the reason they'll encourage you to give is because they'll say, oh, and God will give you a new house, and God will give you a new car. Am I against that? New cars, new houses? In no way. God wants you to have things and to enjoy them and have them in abundance. But if you listen to our first session, we're talking about an intimate communion with God. If your motive is not what I just told you, these five motives, actually the last motive that I gave you is because you want to prosper. But the reason you want to prosper is not necessarily for you only. But you go back to the first point that I made. It's like this snowball effect going greater and greater and greater, getting bigger and bigger. When you reach the last point, I want to prosper. I give because I want to prosper. Or you go back to point number one because you love God. Because when you reach point five, motive number five, it means that you are advancing in each level financially. Perhaps not everyone understands what I'm speaking. Perhaps not everyone agrees with me, especially those who do not agree with me financially. But again, you have a right to be wrong in your own opinion, only that I can't agree with you, because if not, we're both going to be confused now. It's best if one has the reason, as in yours truly, and you be confused. But for those who know me, understand. And for those who have practiced what I'm referring to, when Nuvi and I started here in Douglas, actually before I started pastoring, I believe instead of me being a pastor and a teacher, I'm a teacher and then a pastor. I started preaching the word. I started teaching the word, not even preaching. And I remember in one moment, I had to rent a room in Denny's in Tempe, Arizona. To make a small reunion there with some faith partners that started helping me in the ministry. And they would help me financially. I'd work. I would paint houses. But also they'd help me in the ministry. And what I would do was buy cassettes. Some young people don't even know what that is. But the cassettes, I'd buy a pack of about 10 cassettes. I believe there was even 20 cassettes. But many packs came with many cassettes in a Walgreens pharmacy. And I didn't have the equipment to record. But when I'd end up going to a church, and in that church, they had some recording equipment that was only in cassette, I'd ask the person that was in the sound room if they could record the preaching. Many times it was that way. So in that way, I would obtain what you call the master, the original cassette. And from there, I'd get copies. But I didn't have the money to buy the copy machine itself. But when I came to Douglas, now I'm getting a little bit ahead in the story, we finally had the money. And if I have time, I'll share how this happened. But everything that I'm saying is a testimony in this moment. And the reason why I'm doing this is because my heart is connected with God, believe it or not. I remember that those people, they told me, I made that reunion. I'm going to go back a bit to the first point that I was making. Sorry. I made that reservation in a Denny's restaurant. And trusting in God, first of all, and in the people, that the people would go. And we received offerings. And of the offerings, I would pay for that reservation. And I remember there was like 8 people that went. And the majority were couples. And 8 people went. And I was explaining to them, and I was telling them, I already had a few cassettes. And the way that I would record those copies was literally on a recorder. I'd put the original cassette, the master, and then I'd put the copy. It was real time. In other words, if you remember the cassette, it was half hour on one side, half hour on the other. Half hour, I had to wait for the cassette to pop, to stop, for the recording to be done. Then you'd have to flip both cassettes, the master and the copy, and then put play. And let the next side record again. That's how it was. And I'd arrive from my home, and I spent my afternoon just making copies in three, four hours, about five copies. And the copies, I wouldn't sell them, but I'd give them to my faith partner. And that's how I started. Now, I gave this story, or better said, my testimony, because my heart ever since then has been connected with God. That's how we started. We didn't have all this equipment that we have now. In this moment that you're seeing this, there's around five people in our multimedia crew. Back then, it was just me by myself. With lots of computers, programs, cameras, lights, illumination set, sound. We didn't have any of that back then. We started prospering. And we're believing the Lord to have better equipment, to buy even better, newer equipment, more sophisticated, make another bigger set. You go from glory and glory, victory to victory. But notice how this verse, verse 9, but those who desire to be rich, it's not wrong to want to be rich. The motive that the Bible is telling us here, or what the Bible is telling us here, is this. What is the motive in why you want to get rich? There is a motive as to why you want to get rich. To be rich, fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Now that same verse 9, we're going to see it in the New International Version, and after in the New Living Translation. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. New Living Translation. But people who long to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many foolish and harmful desires that plunge them into ruin and destruction. So, is it wrong to want to be rich? Yes, it's wrong if your heart is not connected with God. That's what the Bible tells me here. But if your Bible, if your heart is connected to the Word of God, then you will exercise that eternal life inside of you. So where is your heart? Brother Hughes, how do I know if my heart is with God and how generous you are? It's good to help people. There are people who say, oh, I help poor people, and that's fine, you should help them. But the first need, when we speak of sowing seed in the kingdom of God, is giving in the ministry of the Lord. And giving is now between God and you. I'm not talking about quantities here, this has to do with the heart. Amounts will be given depending on the heart of the people. If your heart is grateful, you'll be generous. If your heart is super mega, mega grateful, you will be super mega generous. Simple as that. But giving is a question of honoring God, and giving is a question of loving God, of honoring Him, of praising Him and worshiping. And it's a question of truly trusting God. You can say whatever you want. You can say, oh no, I do trust in God. Yeah, you go and ask the majority of people, although they might not be evangelical Christians of any denomination. And everyone in their majority will say, yeah, they trust in God. But my brothers and sisters, let's be biblical and honest here. How you direct yourself here in the Bible here says, the Bible, the Word of God, is what tells us. This is our standard to measure if you truly trust in God. It's as if I were to ask you, what is the distance between this table and the floor? What's the difference? How much do you measure the floor to the top of this table? Well, at a view, you could say, oh, perhaps 3 feet. Others, 3.5 feet. Others could say 2.5 feet. I don't know. But you know how you'll truly know? When you grab a tape measure, that's how you'll know. So here in the Bible, in the Word of God, this is our tape measure. Glory to God. Amen. Okay, some of you urgently need the first announcement.
The Word of God says in Romans 10, 9 through 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For in the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you have not received Jesus Christ, you have not been born again. Therefore, you have to take the next step. I am not speaking about a religion or changing your religion. I am speaking about you receiving Jesus as Lord and Savior. I invite you to make this confession with me. God, in heaven above, I come before you to receive the gift of life, to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. I believe that you raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive and he reigns. Jesus, I give you my life and I invite you into my heart. From now on, God, I can call you Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for receiving me as your child. Now, if you have said this prayer, you have been born again. Welcome to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome to God's family. And remember, with all thy getting, get understanding. The word says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Do you have any questions regarding this teaching? Visit our website at mpfccc.org and click on the questions section to submit your question for Pastor Ignacio Hughes.
We want to know about you and what God has done in your life. Please visit our website, mpfccc.org, and click on the testimony section and share with us the wonders of the Lord.
We are grateful for your continued prayers and financial support, which are important for spreading God's word around the world. Giving to our ministry is both simple and secure. Please visit our website, mpfccc.org, and find the giving section where you will find a variety of giving options. To make a donation, fill out the donation form, enter your desired contribution amount, select the specific fund you wish to give to, add your preferred payment method, and click the Give button to finalize your donation. Upon completion, you will receive a confirmation of your donation. We want to reassure you that any amount you decide to give is a blessing and appreciated in our ongoing mission. Thank you for your support and for partnering with us.
Amen. That is truly when you have your heart connected with God. When we use that money to bring freedom. The Bible says this, John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. 33. Then they answered, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you have been made free? Well, what happens is, when you are in ignorance, you are bound to that ignorance. And it's the known truth, the revealed truth that will set you free and that will bring results in your life. Now, the first need is spiritual. The first need for the people is spiritual. Before being material, it's spiritual. We can help some people, but if they don't have the truth, they will always be poor. You will always have to be helping them. There are countries that have implemented having to supposedly help people by giving them money. Not the best form. Those people will always be poor. Always. because they'll be depending on someone else to give them something. First thing is to help for a time. Most of those people should know the truth of the gospel. In the gospel, there's salvation, pardoning of sin, there's healing for your body, there's health, there's peace for your mind, and there's financial prosperity. But one more time, what money is a tool. Unfortunately, the majority of people are in love with their tools. What would you think of a man or a woman who goes to bed with a hammer or with a chainsaw and say, "Ah, man, I love this tool"? You're going to think something's wrong, or you're going to think that they're crazy or demon-possessed or both. Amen. You're not in love with a tool. Well, there are people who are in love with that tool called money. We were not called to love money. We were called to love God. That's a big difference. And where you can see it is in how generous you are. The only truth. The only thing you don't do is give him faith. Because instead of being a tool, the Bible sees it as seed. Isaiah, thinking about something, based on what we saw, John 8, Isaiah 5, verse 13. Can you see it there? Isaiah 5, verse 13. Therefore, my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. You need to know what the word of God says and then apply it to you. Continuing in the verse, their honorable men are famished and their multitude died up of thirst. Now, you can be honorable to a person, to a family, and help them, give them money, buy them clothes, give them food. But you know what will happen after that? Those people will see you as their source. You will be their source and not God. There's a big issue. If for some reason something does not work out with you, those people will be depending on you. And what happens in many countries is they depend on their governments, but then their governments are broken. One of the most visited areas or section in our website, the area of salvation, it is our most visited section. And glory to God for it. And many people are being saved. And when they go to our section, they see three teachings. Free, completely free. And if you want to see to in another sections of what is being born again. And there is lots of material and material available for you. But specifically in our section of what is being born again. I don't remember exactly what the title is. But people see this, they study it. There are three sessions of what being born again or what the new birth in Christ is. And if you do it from your heart, then you are born again. Nevertheless, many people after being born again, many people have to change their way of thinking with the Word of God. Once you are born again, you need to renew your mind. In your mind are your will, your emotions. You need to change that and believe and receive the planted word of God, which can save your souls. That's what James said. Saving your soul does not mean being saved like the idea of dying and going to heaven. James 1. James 1:21. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is linked to what we were seeing right now of knowledge in John, in Isaiah 5. I'm putting it all together here. Why? Because what's happening is many are born again, but do not take the time to change their way of thinking. Therefore, when you don't change your way of thinking, you won't change your way of believing. Therefore, you will not change your way of speaking. And you won't change your way of acting. But if you change your way of thinking, you will change your way of believing. Therefore, you will change your way of speaking and change your way of acting. All of this is linked. It comes all together. That's the order. What you think is what you believe. What you believe is what you speak. And what you speak is what you will act. You think in faith, think on the righteousness of God, that is what you will speak. Speak on the prosperity, true prosperity. That's what you will believe. That's what you will act. It may seem harsh, but it's true. I like to speak based on acts. Someone believes it, someone doesn't believe it. It's same regardless. It's the reason Nubia and I are generous. And we're not generous not just with people, with people in general, helping people, but we are also generous in giving in the work of the Lord. Because true prosperity begins in that intimate relationship with God. When you have that intimate relationship with God, which is why that love will push you to give. Because not only will they be saved, they will come into the kingdom of the Lord. They are saved, not just through Word of Faith Ministries. We're not saying that we're the only ones, but many people who see us in other countries, other places, want to understand more of salvation. Many people see the teachings that we have. And from there, receive the Lord Jesus Christ. The issue is then, many of them stay in that. They're born again, but then if they die, they go to heaven, that's it. But that's not the perfect will of God. The Lord wants you to mature. Glory to God for the new birth. We thank the Lord for it. We thank the Lord that you are converted into a child of God. Nevertheless, we need to mature. If you can sum up the new gospel, the new covenant, it is about renewing your way of thinking, understanding that you are a new creature in Christ, and operating not as a devil of Christ, but as a new creature, which is why there can be believers and have placed faith and confidence in Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and that's why they are children of God. But you see them act and speak, they act and speak like heathens. The reason is they have not taken the time to renew their way of thinking. The Lord bless them. but and my heart is goes towards them, but they are in churches that do not teach them anything. And many times they don't even know how to use the Bible. And there are others who could be in a good church but won't receive the teachings of their pastors. They simply won't receive them. They're just there just out of habit, or their family is there. But they won't receive anything. They'll just want to continue feeding themselves of religion and traditions. A good teaching, a solid teaching, is what make you grow. If you receive it now, as we saw a moment ago, you will know the truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And that truth, that known truth, revealed truth, will set you free. Because many have a truth here that it's right here. In John 17, verse 3, the Lord said, sanctify them, or apologies. That's eternal life. Let me see. Sanctify them in your word. Your word. John 17, 17. Am I saying it correctly? John 17, 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word. Sanctify means put them aside. Your word is true. This is true. The word of God is true. Nevertheless, many are born again, glory to God. Word of Faith Ministries' mission goes farther than just the new birth. And the Spirit of the Lord told me many will be saved through your ministry. Many. Others will come to that true maturity. But many will stay only in salvation. But it's this, it's the truth, it's true maturity of the Word of God. And not just sayings of, oh, so-and-so preacher, so-and-so said on the internet or on the television and said on radio that this and that. And many of them will preach against spiritual prosperity, unfortunately. And due to, there are many clowns that have played with these biblical truths because their hearts are not in the Lord, unfortunately. And I'm not saying that these people aren't saved. They're saved, but they're those types of Christians that have not taken the time to mature their word. Which is why you will see many of them. Some Christians are always behind the signs instead of being behind the Lord, seeking the Lord, seeking the Holy Spirit. No, they're seeking signs. And prophecies, they're trying to find to see who will give them a word and a prophecy. Brother Hughes, does that mean that you don't believe? No, I do believe in it. But you should seek the gift, the gifter, not the gifts. There's a difference between seeking the gifter and seeking the gifts. It's as if you're a father, if you're a parent, and your children just come so that you can give them money. Are they going to come because they know that you're going to give them a gift and then the rest of the time they didn't even talk to you? They didn't have a relationship with you. That's not love. That's Well, there are thousands of people who have been born again, but truly their heart is not in the Lord. There are Christians where, for example, where I just spoke everything here, very boring. Oh, Brother Hughes, Bible teaching. No, Brother Hughes, please. Prophesy to me. Give me a word of the Lord. Give me a word of knowledge. Give me a sign where I get goosebumps. That's all they're seeking. God bless those people. They live very superficially. I've had prophecies, but I know some people who they'll give me a word and I'm thankful, praise the Lord. They confirm things of what the Lord has spoken to me. But I'm not seeking that, but I receive them. And I'm joyful. And I can say this, I enjoy those prophecies. I thank the Lord for it. I like them. But I'm not seeking that. Someone mature does not seek that, but you seek the Lord, and all of that will come naturally. What John 6 says, first seek the kingdom of God. And his righteousness. So what happens? There are people where you speak to them also of the gospel, of the things of the Lord. Have you had some cases where you speak to someone of the word of God, of the Lord, of his goodness, and then they tell you, no, yeah, I know Christians like you, where Sunday they go to their churches, but on Saturday in the evening they were in a bar. Saturday or Friday they were at a table dance. And Sunday then they were at church there with their family. A bunch of hypocrites. See? Because it's very probable that there's two cases here. Either those Christians who are in a table dance or in a bar, they've never been born again. They think that they've been born. Just because they go to a church, they've been born again. That they're children of God, they're saved from hell. But it's as if you get into a garage. Just because you're in a garage doesn't mean you're a car. Or in a corral, you're not a cow. Although normally a car should be in a garage just due to protection. And there are certain moments in the year where there's a drought or it's very cold. There are moments in which the cattleman will put them in a corral, give them food. But my point here is just you're not a true believer just because you go to a church. But a believer in Christ normally does have a church because it's their protection. They're under a pastor, someone that prays for you, someone that intercedes for you, someone that teaches you the word. It's something good, it's not something bad. Now, not all pastors do it. There's a part that you have to respond to as well. What I'm saying is that it's good. Nevertheless, there are many supposed Christians that are perhaps going to a church, but were never born again. So their works, their corresponding actions, bring to light that they have not been born again because they're stuck in those places. Or perhaps truly they've been born again, but they're super mega carnal, guided by their five senses, and they're giving too much place to the devil, and then they give terrible testimony to other people. You know why? Because their heart is not connected to God. Their heart is connected to money, and their heart is connected to earthly things, and they don't know how to differentiate it and to use money as a tool. And that's it. They only know how to use it as a tool, as a way of blessing someone. And yeah, but money also gives you a certain commodity, comfort. But how comfortable do you want to live? Believe me, I know it. I've known people that way by the grace of God. There's a moment to where you're so blessed, you don't use all the money to live off of. I know some people that this moment coming to my mind. Perhaps 80 years old or so, they've been believers in Christ, disciples of the word, generous, the kingdom of God, that have given millions of dollars into the work of the Lord. And not just that, they have everything prepared. Their will to have the inheritance to their children, to their grandchildren, apart from that, have been a blessing in the body of Christ. Why? Because the moment will come where when you practice these things, you will have so much that you won't use everything. And you'll know that you won't use everything. But for that reason, your heart is so important. I remember after returning, but the story of the cassettes, I remember that it was very difficult for me. And that day in Denny's, praise the Lord, that with the offerings, I was able to pay what Denny's was going to charge me. Restaurant there for the reservation. And then when I came to pastor here, I was in a radio station here in Douglas. And some months have passed, and I had in my heart to buy that equipment. Back then, you would put the master and it would record five copies. Three to five copies in a question of minutes. In those years, talking about 2004, that equipment was about $1,000. $1,000 of 2004, that's quite a bit of money. And I remember I had left the radio station, and at that time we did not have an office, we didn't have a phone number for the church or the ministry. But everything was on my phone number, the same phone number that I've had for 21 years now. And a person called. Said, are you the pastor that was speaking a couple moments ago on the radio? I said, yes, sir. And then shared, look, my son drives trailers. And when he's here, he listens to you. And a moment ago, he had to head out on a trip. He'll arrive till tomorrow. But he asked me to call you and if you could come for a donation for your church. Well, that's fine. Thank you very much. Give me the address. I went, knocked on the door. Lady received me there at the door and said, here, this is what my son left for your church. Praise the Lord. I picked it up. I gave them the things. I said, I tell your son I appreciate it. That if your son needs prayer or to talk with me, that I am available. I arrived home. I opened the envelope. It was $1,000, exactly what we needed to buy that equipment. I praised the Lord so much that day. Nowadays, now we're always needing money to renew our equipment or to edit videos, etc. The Lord. Amen. I pray that you understood all this. All our information is on our website, and I'll leave you with this. Were you ministered and were you fed with the Word of God? Then we give you the opportunity to do so online tonight, or in this day, or whenever you are listening to us. The Word of God says in Galatians 6, verse 6 and 7, let him who is taught the Word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. In those same verses, but in the New Living Translation, those who are taught the Word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. So in this case, we are speaking of Word of Faith Ministries, which teaches you the Word. Now, verse 7, New Living Translation, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. So when a person is constantly fed with the Word of God, they should respond. Why? Because it is good for you. This is good for you. This is good for you yourself, because when you sow the Word out of thankfulness, then you will reap. And at the same time, you help us, or you help that person who is being fed, in this case, from Word of Faith Ministries, to be taken farther. If Word of Faith Ministries does not feed you spiritually, then pray to the Lord to direct you or someone else and to another ministry to where you can be fed. But from where you are fed, the honorable is that you sow in that Word. The Bible says that God gives to the sower. There is no such thing as, oh, I don't have, or I can't. That's true. The Bible says that God gives seed to the sower and bread for food. So if you start believing by faith, the laws of faith are, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask seed to sow. I believe that I receive it and thank you for it. And from then on, every single day, thank you, Father, that you give me seed to sow. Miraculously, God will provide seed. We've lived it for those who believe in this. We've lived it time and time again, and we've experienced it. time and time again. I agree with you in this day, in the moment of sowing. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for those who will participate in sowing and reaping. I call an abundant harvest, a hundredfold return. We believe we receive this in agreement in prayer. Thank you. Thank you that your word is true. And thank you that we see prosperity in the lives of your children, in those who will sow, in those who will give. In this moment, we thank you. And we agree. And you know what? Nothing. You will lack nothing. And not only you will lack nothing, you will come out of debt. Not only will you come out of debt, you will prosper in the way of God. You will prosper according to the way of God. When that harvest comes now, be wise. Seek wisdom. Don't spend. Get out of debt. God wants you free of debt. And He wants you very prosperous to finance the gospel of the kingdom. God bless you greatly.
We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries. For more information about our ministry, contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website, mpfccc.org.
Be the first to be notified of our latest streamings by subscribing to our YouTube channel, Word of Faith Ministries. Don't forget to like, comment, and share.